Matt?
I hate to bark up an old tree, but it really reminds me that we need much better prognostic factors for breast cancer than what we have. Many patients do not have micrometastases, and they do not need any systemic therapy. And I think that should be a very heavy focus of biomarker research for the next couple of years. And in some senses, it's the easy experiment to do. Predicting the value of systemic therapy is actually very hard. But predicting who has aggressive disease is probably an easier thing. And we hope to present some progress in that area. And there is progress in that area ongoing.
The MYC amplification subset analysis that Paik presented is very, very exciting and provocative data, suggesting there may be a subset of MYC co-amplified, HER2 amplified patients that have such an excellent prognosis following chemotrastuzumab that it would be arguably hard to demonstrate any improvement above and beyond that already outstanding efficacy. And we talked about in many of these trial designs, should that population be excluded a priori just on a statistical basis to give you some statistical power to detect improvement above and beyond trastuzumab? I think so far none of us have been bold enough to do that, and the MYC data haven't been confirmed yet by other cohorts, but I suspect that it will be.
I believe that it was under discussion.
It's been discussed by all of us,
not to treat,
but none of us have actually put that
in the trial.
And Mark, what if it's confirmed in one of the other trials? Will you then exclude those patients? If it's confirmed, they clearly have a very good outcome with the present therapy.
I think that it will be a consideration on a statistical basis, just in order to have study sample sizes that are logistically reasonable to complete and can be done on a time scale that is within our career. So, yeah, maybe so.
Well, it's a statistical issue. It's also an ethical issue, because, in fact, if you identify a group of patients who have such a favorable outcome,
why
exposing them to an additional
agent?
Risk.
Absolutely.
So, Eric, we will have that data in within the next year, because it is going to be done on N9831, and I'm going to do the CMYC on the HERA.
It's being done on 006 as well by Mike Press.
Excellent.
Hasn't there been also some discussion about whether, based on CMYC, you could determine the duration of trastuzumab? Soon Paik was trying to explain that to me. Brian, does that ring a bell?
Yes, it may be reflective of required duration.
Matt?
The reason for that, I thought, is that the MYC is a very strange oncogene. It causes proliferation, but it also sensitizes cells to apoptosis. And so what happens is that maybe with short course chemotherapy and trastuzumab just induce a synthetic lethal situation in the tumor whereby the tumor just dies and you then don't need any maintenance because there's no tumor left. And that's what Soon was referring to.